Good morning. It really is good to meet with you all again on a Sunday morning, and I hope and pray that the isolation in your homes isn't taking too much of a toll, especially those with lots of little ones in the home, and for maybe those who are more elderly and stuck away in their homes by themselves. I just really pray that God will speak to you through this service that we have today, and that especially as we look at the story of Jesus washing his disciples' feet from John 13, that again it would speak to our hearts. Today is the start of a new series. It's the Pouring Out series that will take us through to Easter. And the story today just speaks of the love of God, follows on from what we were doing in Corinthians last week. But there's also a real challenge for us to be out there doing God's work. So I just hope and pray as we do go through the story today, it'll really speak to each one of us. And as we look at the very first verse of the story that we look at today, we see that Jesus, even though he knew the cross was ahead, the pain and the suffering that was there, his focus wasn't on himself, but very much on his disciples. And we read in verse 1, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to an end. What an amazing picture of a loving God reaching out to his people. And it's that story again and again as we read through the scriptures of the continuous love of God. And it's that same God that speaks to us today of his love, just as Jesus was reaching out to those disciples in love. He reaches out to you and me today. No matter how terrible things look, always remember God loves you and he always will do. In Christ, we always have hope. We always have that anchor for our soul. So in these turbulent times of the storms around us, just know that peace of God. Allow the Spirit of God to just really work in your heart and your lives, and know that nothing can separate us from God's love. Remember those wonderful verses from Romans 8:37. Know in all things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future nor any powers, neither height nor depth nor anything in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. What a glorious promise. And as you sit in your home today, or a lot of our members of our congregation are right on the front line, those in the medical profession and are doing other things just to support and help those in the greatest need, I just really pray today that God will give you his strength and that you will be a conqueror in all things. But also as we look at the story of washing the disciples' feet, Jesus also gives us a perfect example of the requirement of each one of us to share that love of God. We see with Jesus that real love in action in the next couple of verses. And Jesus, he knew he was returning to his Father, but there was one last life lesson that he had to give to his disciples. And that same message that he gave to those disciples all those years ago is for you and me today. He lowered himself, even though he was the Son of God, and in humility he washes his disciples' feet in servanthood. And just notice the detail. Jesus gets up. He takes his outer garment off. He wraps a towel around his waist. He pours water into a bowl and he washes his disciples' feet. And that just speaks to us in our lives today. Sometimes we're not prepared to do things. We think it's below us. But Jesus tells us if we want to be in his kingdom, we need to be servants. And again, in Romans 12, it reminds us of how we should live and how we should act. And it tells us, love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor, serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with the Lord's people who are in need. We need to hear these words again. And we need to know about being joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. For many of us, I know that's a daily occurrence. For many of you, you're looking after elderly parents. Maybe you're looking after people less fortunate than yourself and doing errands for them. Maybe it's caring for those who are sick. Maybe your mums and dads nurturing children. For many of us, there's many different ways that we show God's love each day. And one of the things that I've really enjoyed over the last couple of weeks is just the fact you see so many people prepared to go out of their way to help others. People every day helping neighbors, helping those in need. We think of those in the NHS and clapping outside our houses last Thursday, just as a sign of thankfulness for all that they do. And today there was an interesting thing on TV about even the cleaners and how important they are. It doesn't matter how menial the task is, it is all important in God's kingdom. So the question I've got for you today is, as you look around you, as you look at your neighbors, as you look at your family, your friends, have you wrapped that towel around your waist? And have you been a servant for God? But as we go through the story, it continues, and we realize that it's not just about physical washing, but also there's an element there where Jesus speaks to us of spiritual washing. And I don't know about you, but in the last couple of weeks, I don't think I've washed my hands so many times. I don't think I've had so much hand sanitizer sprayed all over me, put all over me. But speaking to friends in Africa, you just realize how privileged we are that we do have water and hand sanitizer and soap and other things. In some places of the world, there is no water, or there's a tap to 100 families. And this whole issue with the coronavirus is going to be so difficult for them. And having grown up in a dry and dusty country where shoes are an optional extra, the story of washing the feet, if you've ever had that experience of dusty feet and just having that refreshing of putting your feet into some cool water, there would have been that element, just the physical element, but very much also there was the spiritual side to it. And we see it with Peter, impetuous Peter. Again, as Jesus comes to wash his feet, he says, no, Lord, you can't wash my feet. Wash me all over as well. He just failed to understand what Jesus was doing. And Jesus says to him in verse 10, Peter, you are already clean. And we see Peter later being reinstated by Jesus. We see him in the book of Acts being filled with the Spirit and speaking powerfully for God. So it was just that element that Jesus was speaking to us about, of that need for daily cleansing, of daily forgiveness. How often we forget to come before God each day and just ask for forgiveness of that dirt that is clouding our feet, those angry words that we've spoken, that frustration, that fear, that doubt, those things that we should have done. And I just pray that for each one of us, the verses of Psalm 139, from verse 23 and 24, we'd pray that each day into our lives. Search me, God, know my heart, test me, know my anxious thoughts, see if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. We should really give thanks today that we can freely come before the throne of grace and just know that forgiveness. But again, as we continue with the story, as we get to verse 15, we see that it's Jesus is also not just telling us a story. He's commanding us to follow his example. And he says to us, I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you. And so we go from the spiritual side back to the practical everyday living. And it's not a suggestion. It's a command for each one of us. But one thing I would challenge you, I struggled in the last couple of weeks just with everything that's been going on. And quite often you feel you're running on empty. The current crisis tends to drain us. It tires us. It clouds our vision. But like our mobile phones, we need to recharge our lives each day. Each day we need to come to the throne of grace and know those mercies that are fresh each morning. It's only when we are recharged through the love of God and the power of God and the strengthening of God in our lives that we're able to go out and reach out to others in his love. And I don't know about you, the other thing that I've found so encouraging is just reading his word, allowing those verses that we know to speak into our lives again. And I just love the verses from Psalms, things like, I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned on me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and mire. He set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. May God's word always speak into our hearts. May it strengthen us each day as we come before him. Allow the Holy Spirit to give us the ears of Christ that hear the pleas of the needy and the hands of Christ to help. And each one of us can be involved. We can be through praying, we can be encouraging, reaching out, helping people. Whatever God calls us to do, may we do it. And also don't just forget the people far away as well. Remember the Leezers in Mostar, the Hodgkins in Chad, Ruth way away in Nepal, and so many more. And as we do that, the promise of the scripture in verse 17 says, now that you know these things, you'll be blessed if you do them. So in this great time of difficulty, God has provided us an amazing opportunity to be a blessing to our families and our community. In the darkness and the fear that surrounds us, we can be real lights in the world that is full of pain and without hope. Just remember again those verses of 1 Peter 4:8. Each one of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms. If anyone speaks, they should do so as one who speaks the very words of God. If anyone serves, they should do it with the strength God provides, so that in all things God may be praised through Jesus Christ. To him be the glory and power forever and ever. Amen. So let's this morning let God's love flow through each one of us into our lives, into our families, into our friends, into our communities. And as we close, let's just remember those two thoughts that we started with. God loves you to the end. Know that love as you trust in God. Allow his Holy Spirit to minister to you today and to strengthen you and to build you up, that you may be filled to the measure with all the fullness of God. And secondly, be about his work, showing love to all those around us. As we close, I just really pray for each one of you. And I just ask each of you just to read with me the verses from Ephesians 3 and just to pray it over our families, our friends, and our communities. Let's do that together. For this reason, I kneel before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the Lord's holy people to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen.